Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
The Burt Show.
When callers identify themselves, they do it in two separate ways now. There are people who've either been with us for a few years and knew us when we were on the old frequency and have moved with us over here to 99.7, maybe even remember the first time we got a bigger signal. And they're the people who call up and they'll ask questions about Lindsay and they're familiar with the show or Phil or or all sorts of stuff. And then there's the listeners who have just now recently discovered us. Like, these are people who maybe joined the show once we moved to the big signal at 99.7 or stumbled upon us in the past, you know, year or so, maybe even since the big leap. So there's two categories of listeners. I'm going to talk to the ones who've been with us for a long time right now.
Okay.
Because I would like longtime listeners of The Burt Show to call us 404-741-Q100. And I've got a challenge for you. Describe The Burt Show, but do it in 5 words or less. So, like, I thought,
it's like the abridged version, the Cliff Notes of The Burt Show.
Really ugly in the morning. That would that would fit in.
That would be perfect.
But, like, makes my commute fun. That would work, right?
Yeah. That's only four.
Doesn't matter. It's, five words or less.
Or less.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It could
okay.
just be funny or ugly or Jeff sucks or whatever. But it's 5 words or less. You have to describe The Burt Show.
Okay. Cool.
Why don't you start, Melissa?
Oh.
They're getting the phones right now. 404-741-Q100.
News is the best part.
Yes. No. Not afraid to be authentic.
Not afraid. Yeah.
5 words.
It is, Burt. You're getting thrown off by syllables.
Want to do Burt. That's
you,
four.
You want to
not
be yourself?
Not after morning picture.
Yeah. Better be drunk.
Really, 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 really drunk.
Like 3:30 in the morning drunk.
Yeah. You do one, Burt.
I just did. I really feel that way about myself. Good morning, Tony. You're on Q100. Oops, hold on.
Being your longest listener, because I remember the first day your station that came on the air played the same song over and over, and then probably for the first month, every other song was Will Smith. So, anyways, you want 5 words or less to describe what I think of The Burt Show?
Yeah, tell the new listeners.
From the beginning? Well, the new listeners aren't going to know what I'm talking about, but in 5 words, I would say Jen is better than Lindsay.
Oh. That's a compliment.
That's sweet, but I feel bad taking that. That's not. That's not very nice. Better at the entertainment buzz, but not as.
No, she was better at the entertainment buzz.
Oh, she was?
Uh huh, much. But, like, as far as content, sometimes. Well, no, so, she was better at content.
Say what you
got to
say, Jeff, in 5 words or less.
She was better at content, too. And she was better looking.
She's the only woman that I ever met in entertainment that when she did a reality TV show, she said she would hide from the TV cameras.
Right.
And then she would do this show and she would tell us that she just didn't like to be on mic. You're called a producer then. Yeah. Or an engineer. That's what that's called.
A cameraman.
Yeah. Morning, Q100.
Hey, is this me?
Yes,
yeah.
Okay. I had one, and then please let me just tell you one thing when I'm finished, but it would be always changing with the times.
Okay.
That's okay.
All right, that's cool.
Cool compliment.
You're like, great, thanks.
No, that's a good one.
I just wanted to tell you guys I have been a listener since day one, and Lindsay was the reason why I wanted to start listening in the first place. But I'm moving tomorrow, and I always talk about the morning show to where I'm going. And I'm moving 2 hours away, and I get you guys there, and I feel like I get to take a piece of home.
That's awesome.
So I told everybody where I'm going. Girl, you can listen to it, too.
Where are you going?
To Milledgeville.
Nice. Oh, yeah. That's awesome.
Yes,
where
is
that?
It's a small town, but I'm super excited. I drove there the other day to register my son for pre-K, and I was listening, and you guys normally cut out. I kept getting you, and I kept getting closer and closer, and you were still on, and I was just like, yay!
Oh, that's great!
I get to take my friends with me!
Yeah, man, that new 99.7 signal we're on. I mean, you can get us all throughout Georgia, so you won't have any problem in Midgeville.
And now everybody will know what I'm talking about, because they'll be listening, too. So, thank you guys so much!
Thank you!
What did I say?
Milledgeville.
You
just kind of gave the abbreviation. Midgeville.
I'm out of letters.
The Midge. I've got 5 words left. Bert's memory is bad.
I don't recall that to be true. Good morning, Q100.
Hey.
Hello.
5 words or less?
Yep.
You guys are the bomb.
Oh.
What a nice little package.
Thanks.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hey, Linda. Good morning, Q100.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You guys you're awesome. I remember I'm one of your first listeners, and Lindsay and Phil and Bert, we miss your karaoke, and for people that don't know, it's awesome. But my 5 words or less are you guys are the best. No, the best of the new.
The best of the new. The best of the new.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Awesome. Thank you.
I'm not even if it's compliments, I'm not even asking for definitions.
We need to have also, we have to have comments on our callers, too. Like, always seeking...
relationship advice?
Take it! I'm done!
Jennifer, you're on Q100.
A little residual NyQuil just got in my brain.
Hey, Jennifer.
Hello?
Yeah, hello.
Hey, Bert. Hi, guys. How you doing?
Hey.
Good. My five-letter sentence is, keeps me from road rage.
Keeps me from road rage.
That's a good one.
Really good one. Thank you.
I came up with... exposing real people problems daily.
Wow. That's
right?
Good. Yeah?
Five?
Good morning, Q100.
Hello? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, hello.
Really juicy morning talk radio.
Juicy morning talk radio.
Juicy. Thank you.
How about this one? I'll bet Jesus would listen.
I like it.
Is that a good one?
Good morning, Marla. You're on Q100.
Good morning. How are you all?
Good, thank
you.
Must have been with you all before you actually were on, and mine is like listening to friends.
Like listening to friends.
Oh, cool.
It's a really good one. Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
You too.
Look at how nice this has turned out.
It's turned out nice. I thought they haven't seen the pictures yet.
Yeah.
Like, I thought they were going to be like, why do you have jobs?
Who hired you?
Yeah. Wish you were dead.
Jeff, you're on Q100.
All right, guys. Pushing the limits of radio.
Pushing the limits of radio. Okay.
Are we?
Thank you. I don't know. I don't listen to anything else.
A little busy.
Tracy, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning, Bert Show.
Hi.
Hi. Okay, so this is going to probably make me sound a little bit illiterate, but can't start day without you.
Oh, that's cool.
I had to take out the 6 words. But you guys are awesome, and I mean, I really can't. I feel like totally out of sync when I don't listen to you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Great. Have a great day.
Appreciate you calling. Thank you. Bye-bye.
There'll be another one. Keeps me in sync.
Bye-bye-bye. Melanie, you're on Q100.
All right, Jeff, this is for you. Jesus would not listen.
The Bert Show.
I'm looking for a very specific person to go on the voice disguiser here. Because I have been following the governorship of New York. This new governor, David Patterson, he came out over the last couple of days. And at first he said, look, I want to come clean with y'all. All right, I know I'm going to be the governor. You guys are going to dig. Well, save yourself some time. I had an affair on my wife. Okay, she knows about it. We were having a tough time. and in our relationship, but we were trying to keep it together for the kids. So I had a relationship. Yesterday, he said, you know what? I need to make an amendment to what I said. You know, like that thing 2 days ago about having an affair. What I meant to say was that I had a whole bunch of affairs. And my wife was having a whole bunch of affairs also. But now at the end of the day, everything's fine. So in my mind, what I heard him saying was that they were having affairs with other people, but both knew about it.
Right.
So the relationship is going so poorly. They're aware. This is who I'm looking for.
I don't know that
that's. I don't know that that's true, but that's what I'm looking for.
Okay.
So in my mind, they said to each other, "This relationship sucks. Mm-hmm. This is not going anywhere. But we've got kids, so we got to try to keep it together for them." So I'll tell you what. I know this is a wee bit unorthodox, but why don't you go out, find yourself a woman, just go do what you got to do. If you emotionally need to find a woman. And sexually, you need to just go do it. And I'll do the same thing. I'll find a guy. We'll still live under the same roof together. We'll still be married, but we'll be sort of living these separate lives. But at the epicenter of it is our kids.
Well, they're pretty much living single lives, even though staying married for the kids. But in their personal life, they're going out doing their own thing and with no repercussions.
So that's what I'm looking for. That specific situation, like an Atlanta version of that. That I'll put you on the voice disguiser where you know about his relationship with another woman or vice versa. And he knows about yours. You may even talk about it. He comes home from his date. You guys sit down and he says, "Wow, what a night I had at Friday's last night. Woo!" And then you said, "Really? I was just down the street at Applebee's with my boy. And let me tell you about it." Yet you're both okay with you guys having an affair.
And swinging is out. Like this was not what they were doing. They were not going out as a couple. Because I just want to clarify. Because I'm sure we'll get a lot of couples who are swinging couples that will call in.
That's not what we're looking.
We're not looking for that. As you're doing as a tag team. You're doing it that you just decide. You know what? This is done. So let's do our own thing. But let's stay together in the house because of the kids.
Right.
Is there any other reason other than kids that a couple would do that? Like if he were a politician or if he,
yeah.
I think politician, she was,
that's a great point.
You know, like
family pressure.
Yeah.
Like divorce is not an option in this family. Look, my grandmother didn't get a divorce. My mother didn't. I'm not either. I will not live with the legacy of being the first person on the family tree with a divorce. So we're sticking together.
Yeah, maybe. Because it does seem like kids would be the only reason you would do that. But maybe there are other reasons.
All right, so it's
what about women and finances? Do you talk about that? Like women who would.
That's true.
Just be okay with it because of the financial reasons. We've talked about that before. Because
he's taking care of her. He doesn't want to give up 50%.
Yep.
So you go ahead. You find yourself a man. Do whatever you got to do. I just want to stay married to you, and I'm going to do what I'm going to do. I want to know how that first conversation went.
How'd you
get her to buy into that? Mm-hmm. Or vice versa?
I just saw that.
I'm sure it's not a written up negotiation. I'm sure it just happens.
Yeah, I don't know. 404-741-Q100. We're fishing with a pretty small net. So let's see what we got. We got a lot of theories about the governorship, but not what I'm looking for yet. Hey, Nikki, you're on Q100.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm fine. I did not think they were having affairs. I think it was something a little bit more freakier than that. I think they were probably swingers.
They were swinging, freakier. And that's not what we're looking for. We're not looking for swingers that have...
But that is an interesting theory about Governor Patterson, but that is not what we're looking for.
Because if he comes out and he says that we were swinging, that's totally and completely unacceptable for a public official.
Mm-hmm.
But if he says, look, we were having a tough time in our relationship and I had an affair and she had an affair or affairs, you can more easily accept that. But you don't want a freaky swinger as the governor of one of the biggest states in the country, right?
And also because they've said they've worked it out. So we're under the assumption now that Governor Patterson and his wife are no longer having extramarital affairs. So I think that anything... Well, my past is my past. Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Is that that's why it's palatable. Because, they worked it out. That's great.
And in comparison to Spitzer, it wasn't illegal what he did.
Right.
Right. The situation may be a total lie because we can't find one person that wouldn't... that's saying, I was...
Well, maybe. Hold on.
I think we're getting closer. Josh, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, Bert, can I be on the voice disguiser, please?
You sure can.
Hey, Josh, do you need a fake name?
Yeah, that is a fake name.
Okay, good.
I'm in a similar situation right now.
Mm-hmm.
Me and my wife. About 2 months ago, she came to me and she says, "Listen, the relationship's not working, so forth and so on." She said, "I want to split up." And I said, "Okay, well, for about not even 30 days, I moved out of the house. We've got three kids together and everything like that. Well, she comes to me about 30 days, you know, 30 days later. I had already quit paying the bills, and, you know, I was paying child support and stuff like that. She comes to me, and I told her, I was like, listen, I want a custody of the kids, so forth and so on. And, you know, I knew she had a boyfriend, but I didn't say anything because I knew she was, like, having an affair in the beginning, and I knew it. So she was like, listen, I don't have a place to stay anymore. And I was like, well, what do you want me to do about it? She was like, you know, let's get back together. And I was like, okay. So we ended up getting back together, and one thing leads to another, and she keeps her boyfriend. And we ended up coming to an agreement. Listen, you live your separate life, I'll live my separate life. If you need a girl, you know, you get a girlfriend. If you need a, and I said, look, if you need a guy friend, you get a guy friend. Well, she's got a boyfriend. She's had a boyfriend for about 3 months now, before we split up. She lives at my house. We stay together pretty much just for the kids. She works every day. I work every day, so forth and so on. She comes home every afternoon, and about 7 o'clock, she gets on the phone with her boyfriend. You know, like last night, she went out with him and so forth and so on. And I mean, I've got a girlfriend, but I've mainly got a girlfriend to piss her off. Not really because, you know, I wanted a girlfriend because I didn't want none of this to happen in the beginning. Mm-hmm. But I've actually got like three different girls I'm talking to. And they'll pop up and come by the house sometimes and stuff like that. And, you know, it's pretty similar to what you were saying. You know, we're pretty much together only for the kids.
It's unspoken, though, between the two of you, though, right? So is she aware that you know that she's got this boyfriend now?
Oh, I've already met him.
Oh, you have?
I met him before she moved back into my house.
Okay.
How old are the children?
My daughter is 6, my son is 4, and I've got another son that's 3.
Because, you know, eventually those children aren't going to be fooled.
Uh-uh. I'm going to keep Josh on hold. Good morning, Q100.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm calling about the open marriage relationship thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm totally for it.
You're for it?
I'm for it. I've been with my husband for over 10 years. We have 2 children. But in the beginning, you know, it was really good. Of course, a lot of bad things happened between us. So I'm pretty much in the marriage now for my children. Our relationship, I guess you can say it's after 8:30, our sexual relationship is just not there. And I know he has needs, and I occasionally have needs, and I'm totally fine with him having another woman. He's not admitted to it, but surely he has to be doing it somewhere, so...
And you have your own separate relationship with another guy?
I had previously, not right now, no. I'm more focused on my career and my children.
But you guys had this conversation?
That it's okay for you guys to go?
We have this conversation. It's actually a fight. We have this fight all the time. When he comes to me and wants to be with me physically, and I turn him down, and that's when we fight about it.
So what do you say? Like, don't get mad at me. I've told you. Go get someone else.
Exactly.
But he wants you.
But he wants me.
His wife.
Yeah.
Imagine that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's...
Does he claim that he's still in love with you?
Oh, yeah. He's definitely still in love with me. But my feelings are, in the beginning, when I was in love with him for 4 or 5 years, he wasn't faithful to me.
Hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
How old are the children? I asked.
We have he'll be 9 in May, and our daughter just turned 2.
Okay. Because I'm wondering what the window is when the kids are understand what's going on. They may not know fully, but they know that you two don't get along.
Yeah. No, I don't think they really get it. We don't really sleep in the same room. My daughter sleeps with me.
Well, they'll know. I mean, but
eventually, they're gonna figure
that
one out.
The 9-year-old probably is noticing. I'm not. Now, having friends, you know, that I grew up with, I have seen more success in the parents who split and then the ones that stay together because the kids aren't stupid.
Yeah, no, I get that. It's not like we, you know, we have these huge knockdown drag-outs in front of the children over sex, but...
No, I understand that. I'm just saying they notice in the house. Like, mm-hmm. They know their parents are sleeping in different rooms. They know, like, what I'm saying is one of my best friends was a more successful adult because her parents divorced and did not try to play these games.
Yeah, no, I agree that may be the case for some people, but for us, mm-hmm. it's working. I mean, it's working for me. I don't know how well it's working for him.
You're defining the major relationship in your life for your children. Like, you're defining marriage for them right now.
But they have no idea what's going on.
Yeah, they have no idea.
But what I'm saying is what the 9-year-old is seeing in the house right now is...
I disagree, yeah.
I mean, that's the example that is being set for marriage.
And what you're saying is that would be a stronger example than the example of divorce for you.
For me.
Wow.
Yes.
And when your husband found out about the guy that you were dating, what was
We were actually split up at the time. When I was dating this particular person, my husband wasn't living with us or anything then. That was when we were separated for a year and a half. And then I wanted to have another baby, and I didn't want to have another baby with another man. So we worked it out, and we got back together. We weren't married at the time.
Dang.
We got married when I got pregnant with my daughter.
But now you don't want to sleep with him anymore.
No.
She got her baby. She got what she wanted.
I mean, eventually you're going to divorce this guy, right?
Yes.
And you both know it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. How old does your 2-year-old have to be for you to do it?
That's a good question. It's really a good question. It's hard. I'm considering it now, but we're truly best friends. I mean, that connection is still there, but as far as the emotional side and the romantic side, it's just not there for me at all.
Well, I appreciate you calling, opening up to us for sure.
All right. Sure.
Good luck.
Thank you. Bye, you guys.
Bye.
Fascinating. Wow, wow, wow. Just her ability to compartmentalize it all.
Like a guy.
He sounds like he's... I just would like to talk to him, even though the infidelity happened before. It sounds like he's a little more pain. If they're fighting about it, somebody still cares.
I should have asked her, like, what's to keep him from just saying, you know what, this is done for me. Here, take your 50%. I mean, eventually he's going to come to that
conclusion. Well, obviously it sounds like he wants to somehow make it work.
And he keeps trying. Hey, Christine, good morning. You're on Q100.
My sister's in the same position. She doesn't want to split up because of her kids, and I don't really know why, because they just fight all the time. But they have an open marriage. She'll go out on dates. He'll come home, talk to her about it, talk to me about it. She'll go out, talk to me about all of her escapades, and I'm like, you guys, just divorce and get it over with. You don't even like each other, but they don't want to go through the messy divorce. They don't want to have to have their kids go through it, go through custody battles and stuff like that. So it's easier for them to live in the same house with their kids and not have to go through all that crap, apparently.
All right, so this definition that the governor is talking about here that we painted today, this is the definition of an open marriage where
Governor
you get to
Patterson.
Go and date. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
And yeah, not Governor Perdue.
Yeah, Governor Patterson.
That would not
in
fly
New York.
With the missus. Not in Georgia. So, yeah, I guess this is the definition of an open marriage where everybody gets to date and I guess gets to have sex with other people also, but you just keep it together strictly for the kids.
Yeah, and that's about it. That's all they're doing is keeping it together for the kids. Because they don't want to have to go through custody.
Yeah, and I guess only time will tell if that's the healthier solution to the whole thing. But most are calling up saying they think it'll screw up the kids.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning, Q100.
Yes, this is Randy.
Hey, Randy.
I'm calling because they've got to be out of their mind. They are going to screw up their kids so bad. I'm a counselor, and I deal with this kind of crap all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I hate it for the kids. If you don't want to be together, get separated. It doesn't sound like the lady's being much of a mother when she comes home, gets on the phone, and talks to the boyfriend.
It's the pull of having kids. I was just talking about this with somebody a couple of days ago. I hope he's not listening. Who is sort of in the same situation where they have a couple of kids and he's not into his wife anymore. He sort of feels like in his heart that it's over. And he's basically living downstairs and she's living upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
But they think it's more important for the kids to see them together than to have the complications of him not being in the house for half of the time.
I don't know. Like Melissa said, I mean, I know a lot of adults that are really healthy adults that are children of divorced families.
Yeah, because I think, because in their world, the parents seemed stronger. They made the decisions. They still treated their children with love and respect, and they treat each other with respect. But there's no trying to patch it up. And there's no, I mean, it's just there's a decision that was made in a life that is honest instead of this. Because it is, imagine the tension in the house of living downstairs, upstairs. Imagine, you know, two different bedrooms. The kids see that. And like Jen said, that is the example of marriage. And I don't know.
I'd rather them go ahead and get divorced and maybe be able to develop healthy relationships as examples, but develop them separately. Like, one of my best friends has, you know, her parents divorced when she was young, but both are remarried and in great marriages now. Mm-hmm. So she got to grow up, even though going through the split, she got to see two examples of great marriages rather than one example of a bad one.
Right.
You know, like, so, and, you know, her mom and her stepdad are great together. Absolutely. She feels like meant to be together. Her mom, or, you know, what did I say? The other one, dad and stepmom, what, you know what I'm saying? Those are great marriages now, and they both have additional children from those great marriages. So she feels like it was way better than growing up in a house where they were not happy.
And they were fighting.
I guess there are some that probably just think that the worst case scenario ever, like the non-option is leaving the house, is not having both parents in the house.
But
so
if that house,
we will do whatever we can, no matter what. It's just not an option. So then we'll stay in the house together and we'll play pretend.
So tension, but you can't pretend. Like, you're not that good of an actor. If you are fighting, if you are avoiding eye contact, if you're not talking to each other but in the same room, just breathing the same air, that's not good enough. That's not good enough. You know, and I just think it's all this symbolic thing. Like, I came from a home where parents were married 51 years. But I, you know, like Jen and I are saying, some of my most just well-adjusted friends and loved ones come from parents who got divorced and were honest about
it. Right, right.
The Burt Show.
There's a lot of comfort in numbers, especially if you think that you might do something that's a little on the freaky side. And you're not sure anybody else does the same thing. We call this segment Am I Normal?
Right.
Where you guys call up and you tell us, like, the things that you're not real sure other people share with you that you do. Like, calls in the past that we've gotten was from one Burt Show listener that said that she, before the Academy Awards, she would practice her acceptance speech, even though she wasn't at the Academy Awards and she's never acted in her life.
Not, well, and more importantly, that's not what she does for a living.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
She would just go in front of a mirror and she would practice her acceptance award.
But a lot of people were laughing right now because at one point or another, I would think most women have tried or thought about what they would say or who they would think. Uh-huh. And it changes every year. And then I said,
thank you, Liz. Yeah. You're right.
And then I said that every time, a lot of times if I go up a big staircase, that I just imagine that I'm walking up to accept an award because at the Oscars, and it goes back to the Oscars growing up watching it, where, you know, there's always, by the time they make it to the stairs, whoever receives the award, you kind of start seeing the celebration and whoever's handing it to them is really excited for them. So they take the last couple steps up to the top that is a little slower. They'll go up the steps and then that last one or two is like, yeah, here I am. So there's been times in my life where I've gone up a staircase and the last two steps are like, here I am.
And we'll have other people call up and go, you know what? It's not so crazy, because I absolutely do the same thing.
What about the person who pretended they would randomly pretend that they won the Powerball?
Mm-hmm. I don't remember that one.
Yeah, they would act like how they would act if they won the Powerball or the Mega Millions or whatever the big lottery is. They would act like they just won 100. What's it? It's up to something big now, right?
It's like 130 something million.
No, somebody won it.
Oh, they did?
This morning, the boards are back to 12.
Oh, is that right?
Bastards.
Yeah. All right, 404-741-Q100. Mine wasn't nearly as good as that one, but I always like stare at my eyes in the mirror to try to see my pupils dilate. So you shift from one eye to the other to see if I can catch my pupil dilating from far distance to short distance.
That's funny. I have in my mind sometimes when I'm on the treadmill, like, you know how in the movies there's the montage of the person who gets really, really fit, and you see them like in their before and then you see them in their after, but there's always that montage of them working out. Like, for whatever reason in my mind, I'm in that middle of that montage when I'm on the treadmill.
I will still do this,
you know what
one.
I mean?
Uh-huh. Yeah, oh yeah. I'll still do this one when I'm first in line at the intersection. It's just me up against somebody, you know, and there's another car next to me. Yeah. I always have an announcer's voice in my head, like I'm in some kind of drag race, and I have to beat the guy off the line to
much
the green light.
Like Better Off Dead. Remember that movie where he would always race the Asian brothers over next to him?
I don't.
Yeah.
Is that I Want My $2 movie?
Yeah.
That's a great movie.
It's awesome. One of my favorites.
CD.
Yes.
What's up?
Well, I have a lot of my normals, but the one that, you know, that I do a lot is when I'm watching TV, like a drama movie where there's a lot of emotion and passion, like I always act it out. Like, I'll go into the mirror and I'll just start, you know, tearing up and just, you know, trying to act out the part with as much emotion as I possibly can.
Have you guys ever done that before, where you've tried to make yourself cry over nothing?
I've actually done that where I sat because I'm really impressed with the actors.
Yeah.
Especially when children actors, like, I don't know if it was Dakota Fanning or some other child actor, but the person it was like inside the actor studio or some type of show like that where they were explaining this child actor could cry on command. And so I sat there and I'm like
trying to do it.
Staring at an onion.
Right.
Mace like yourself.
Just, yeah, I'm just trying to I ended up wiping soap in my eye.
Did you pull it off?
Couldn't do it.
Me neither.
Could not force myself.
I had a friend in high school that she could do it, but she'd manipulate her boyfriend with it. So she used her power for evil rather than good.
Hey, Tony, you're on Q100. Are you normal?
I can't believe I'm going to admit this on the air, but there are two things my wife and I believe we've been married 22 years, and we love to watch murder mysteries and whodunit and action movies. And this is dead serious. We have two things we discuss on a regular basis. One is how to dispose of a body. And I'm say that someone molested my son or raped my wife, then I would kill them. And we really discuss how we could get away with killing that person and disposing of the body, grinding the teeth down, disposing of the murder weapon. I'm talking CSI, getting rid of the blood traces. It's a great detail of how we do it and never get caught.
I've actually had the thought that if I ever had to hide a body, like if I'm driving through like some deserted part of the world, I'm like, this is a good place.
Really? Like,
really?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Like I've actually like in my mind, it's good knowing all my friends, none of them will ever call me again. But like if I'm driving through like crazy farm country or something like that, and I'm like, we're gonna hide a body, why don't you just do it out here? It's more of a thought of
wow,
like you know,
don't be stupid with like, your dead body.
Why not do it out here?
Sometimes like, those thoughts will scare you, man.
Who's ever going to find it out here? Like, I'll see really thick woods. Right there.
But
perfect.
You know, anytime I see a car that has an unusually large trunk, then I think of like mafia movies and the bodies and stuff.
Somebody's
like,
in there.
Yeah, that, you know, what, you can put a body in there. Yeah.
Good morning, Teresa. You're on Q100. Hi.
Hey.
Hey.
I live by myself, and what I do is I look in the mirror and I make the ugliest face possible. And I try to make a ton of them, and then I make the loudest, most annoying noises that I can possibly make. But I'm always there by myself when I do it.
Really?
Like, what's one of those noises sound like?
I don't want to do it. Like.
Damn, it's almost like somebody's trying to dispose your body right now. You're still alive.
That's like a release.
Oh.
Did you guys used to practice on the mirror before you like had any kissing experience? Did you guys used to kiss yourself in the mirror?
I think I practice on my hand more than in the mirror.
I used to use like a 2-liter Coke bottle.
What?
A what?
Yeah, like a 2-liter Coke bottle. Like, whatever. Yeah, when I was a kid.
So
I did
sideways,
that.
You would
I would
just
kiss
turn
that.
It this
cold. Because it was cold and it was moist. And I would. Yeah.
And you like kissing cold, moist things?
Yeah. The mirror kind of freaked me out because that was, yeah. That was like kissing yourself. That was kind of gross.
Well, kissing yourself in mirror isn't any less gross than that. There's something really strange about that.
Yeah.
Marcus, good morning. You're on Q100.
What's going on?
You tell us, dude. What's up?
Every morning on the way to work, I got to be working like 2 o'clock in the morning. It's something like me and another car on the road.
Mm-hmm.
I sit at a red light and I always quote that line from Fast and the Furious. That the railroad tracks up there is exactly 1/4 mile. On green, I'm a go.
Now, do you have to have a car sitting next to you or is it just you by yourself?
It's usually a car next to me, sometimes the police.
Yeah. I think it's a guy thing. It's our competitive spirit that if you're the front in line, all of a sudden there is a race on, man.
I just thought of something I do in a car. If there's a cop behind me at any point, I will imagine that I am outrunning him, even if he's not, like, following me. So, like, I see the cop pulling behind me. Or,
turn right, turn left.
Yeah, and I'll think, oh, I gotta get away from him because I gotta get out to those woods and get rid of this body in my trunk.
Good morning, Mo. You're on Q100. Hi.
Hi. My sister and I, come September every year, we still wait for our Hogwarts letter, even though
Harry
we
Potter.
Are way past their expiration date.
I don't know what that means.
From Harry Potter.
Oh, for Harry Potter.
Well, yeah, but what?
That's the school that he went to.
Like, you get the letter if you find out that you have some wizard, blood in you, and you get to invited to the school.
And
your life changes because now you have powers.
So she's sitting by the mailbox waiting.
Waiting for the owl to flop down and give her letter.
Oh, we absolutely do every year.
That's beautiful. That is beautiful.
That is great.
Good morning, Q100.
Yeah, am I on the Voices Geyser?
Oh, this must be good.
Really good.
Come on.
What do you have?
All right, so my wife and I have watched some really stupid, really, really stupid criminals on TV, and we've planned out precisely how to rob a bank.
The fact that you're on the Voice Disguiser freaks me out.
There are some people out there who, you know, they've really, really botched up some really easy jobs, and it's like, okay, if you really want to rob a bank, this is the way to do it. So, yeah, we've planned it out to the T.
So you have it all planned out. You never plan on using your plan. But
No.
I got to be honest with you. Number one, the economy, and number two, him being on the Voice Disguiser makes me nervous. Like, the fact that he is on the Voice Disguiser makes me think that, well, so, we may need it.
When he finally gets caught, he's going to say, I don't know what the big deal is. I called Q100 just a couple of weeks ago and told him what I was going to do.
Now, is it going to be every time there's a bank robbery in Atlanta, we're going to think, I wonder if it was that guy?
Sharon, real quick, you're on Q100. Are you normal?
Whenever I'm in my car and I'm singing, I pretend like I'm auditioning for American Idol, and the judges want me to sing the whole song because I'm that good.
We got that one a lot the last time we did this. Everybody's auditioning for American Idol. And I'm specifically avoiding the call of the guys calling in, asking about the tuck, if they're normal because they do the tuck. 90% of guys have done the tuck. If you're a guy, you know what I'm talking about.
But so you are normal.
Yeah, just you're normal. See.
Hey, The Bert Show.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Boto Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21+.
Moto Casino.